This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm going to tell you the truth. It is insane, clinically insane, that definition, the medical definition, to believe that the presidential election of 2020 was not fraught with fraud. The only way you could not believe that is if you are an absolute, abject, 100% complete, total moron. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Those are the facts. Anybody that wants to convince you otherwise is either complicit on the other side, recognizes that they need to win at all costs, or they're a moron. Those are the two choices. Now, while the Democrats and the leftists are absolutely full of morons, I can promise you, there are more of them who just know flat out that Biden lied, that he cheated. He did not get, I think they said the count ended up being 10 million more votes than Donald Trump. I saw, I don't know if this number was real, but it was close to 74 million votes that Trump got legit that are just showing up now as the final tally. I don't know, you guys can verify that for yourselves. Now, I told you guys early on Trump would get over 70 million. I think I might have even said in one broadcast 70 to 71 million. It looks like he got 74. When you throw in everything that's happened in this election, what we've learned about Dominion voting systems, etc., I'm telling you right now, it wouldn't shock me at all to learn that Donald Trump got close to 80 million votes. They claim that 2.7 million votes were completely deleted. So at 73.7 million, that's what I thought it was, at 76.4 million votes that Donald Trump got. Barack Obama, I've been saying 68 million, he got 69 million and change. That's what he got in 2008 at his most popular. And Trump is easily 5 million votes more than that. And that's just with the ones that they said they didn't count. The ones that they flipped to Biden, which has him, from what I'm told, at almost 80 million votes. Can you imagine the number of voter fraud, the amount that had to occur for Biden to get 10 million more votes than a very popular Barack Obama and a bona fide 100% certain knowledge that the black vote shifted dramatically. I'm not talking about 80% or something, but I know well over 20% to Trump. The Democrats cannot win an election without the black vote coming out overwhelmingly in support of them and staying at least in the 6 to 7% range for the Republican. Donald Trump blew through those numbers, blew through all the other numbers. He's millions of votes more popular than he was in 2016, and they want to convince you that he lost. Now, before I get into the crux of the discussion, here's a question I have for you. How would this situation be handled by the media if everything I'm discussing right now were flipped? In other words, if Donald Trump couldn't get people to a rally, but Joe Biden could get thousands of people to show up anywhere he went. If Joe Biden had gotten over 90-something percent in every primary that he did, uncontested primary, he got over 90% voter approval of his base. If Joe Biden had a record of achievement that might net him 3 Nobel Peace Prizes, And I'm not even going to get into Trump's record because we can't compare that with Biden. Biden is a feckless, worthless scum that probably never should have been in politics. He's the worst kind of politician. He's for sale. But then, with all this popularity that Biden has, where he can draw thousands of people, he wins all of his primaries at 90-something percent. He's not afraid to take press questions no matter how tough. Meanwhile, his competitor can't get six people to show up to a rally, can't even get the support of Republicans that can get six people to show up to a rally, hides out in his basement, suffers from some form of brain dysfunction, aka dementia or senility or whatever, so much that he makes mistake after mistake, gaffe after gaffe. But then the voting occurs. And we learn that the voting machines used banned software that the New York Times and Elizabeth Warren and many others talked about the idea that this software could be hacked, and it's been used. It's known for changing elections all over the world. And I could go on. And that Trump's team suddenly shut everything down at 4 o'clock in the morning because Biden was surging and had water main breaks happening in Atlanta that have nothing to do with an election. And in that switch, Joe Biden stopped gaining momentum. Donald Trump suddenly was flipping votes. In Michigan, they delivered 134,000, 136,000 votes that were Trump only during that period. And all over the country, you had all these races that Biden was winning and suddenly he's losing at the flip of a switch. And you know, oh, and Trump's main guy actually works at Dominion Software. And Dominion Software employees were known to be anti-Biden, especially the key guy, the guy that has gone out and said he can switch elections on a moment's notice. He's a key Trump guy. And Trump people were, Biden people would not be allowed to look at recounts in Pennsylvania or Michigan. And despite all the voter irregularities that are occurring, we want to certify this election. What do you think the left would be saying if this were Trump? And all these votes that were happening, the flips were starting to favor Biden. Every time you did a recount, every time you did anything, oh, we found some new ballots in Georgia. They're for Biden. Biden is the guy that gets the most of them. What do you think the media and the left would be saying if we flip the script on them? You think they wouldn't be talking about voter fraud?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com /Kevin Jackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I stated earlier and unequivocally, I did not mince my words. If you don't believe that the Democrats have tried to cheat their way into the presidency, you're a moron. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, where I tell you the truth about yourselves, Democrats, leftists, plutopians, progressives, whatever you want to call yourselves. I tell you the truth about yourselves because you are scum. That's just a fact. You're scum. You have no moral, no ethical core. And the fact that you are allowed to walk among the people in America who care about this country just goes to show you the state of things in this country. You should self. You want to talk about quarantine and lockdowns? Leftists should self-quarantine and self-lockdown. They should self-imprison because they don't need to be part of the general population of America. The KevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, or KevinJackson.me. Banned from Facebook right now. We can't post anything. Probably won't be able to post anything until all this is resolved. Miraculously, when Trump gets his second term, they'll turn my page back on. I don't know if you saw Jack Dorsey and a Zuckerberg on the Hill the other day lying through their teeth. Now, Dorsey at least says this. He says, look, we're going to put a disclaimer on anything we don't believe that you tweet, and it'll send you to a leftist place where you can get re-indoctrinated or get indoctrinated. At least he's not cutting your speech. He's just saying, we differ with this, and you can go to this leftist location and find out more about how stupid people think. But Facebook just shuts you down. And they'll shut you down on the technicality. And Zuckerberg was asked point blank, hey, will you provide data? So was Dorsey. Well, we got to think about that. Yeah. And Josh Hawley says, well, we can get a subpoena. I say, Josh Hawley, get a subpoena. Stop dinking around, dude. This is insane. I want to be very clear about this. The left is working overtime on selling this country on the idea that we had a clean election. Turn on MSNBC or CNN, you wouldn't think voter fraud is even a possibility. Now, I ask a very basic question that I may ask quite a few times on this program, because you never know when leftists are tuning in. You know, the brain dead, unwashed zombie crowd. And I say to them very simply, if you can convince me that Joe Biden is 10 million votes more popular than 2008 Barack Obama, I will shut the heck up. Do it. Go. I'll even give you more than the Jeopardy 15 seconds or do, 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 do. You can take as much time as you need. Do the math, figure it out, and get back with me. There's more than a hint that they know they cheated. They know they cheated. I want to be very clear. Listen to me, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. The left know they cheated. There isn't any speculation about it. Every one of them that is out there celebrating knows the fix is in. They're actually going, man, you know, man, them Dominion voting machines, I mean, holy cow, man. They are celebrating this. I will tell you this, I don't know a conservative on the planet. If you flip the script, and I just flipped it earlier, I ask you a very simple question. How would the media handle things if everything we're talking about were going in Trump's favor? If we learned that there was a war room effort that at 4 a.m. Eastern time in the morning, Biden stopped surging, Trump started surging, and Biden got cheated. What would the left, what would the media be saying? Would they be talking about voter fraud? Of course they would. Of course they would. You listen to this show, you know my feelings on it. I have proven definitely, mathematically, and commonsensically that the Democrats cheated. And if you flip the script any way you want, it's a whole different scenario. The left would be screaming bloody murder if Biden got cheated out of the election. But I will tell you this, Biden may be a moron, but if he got cheated out of the election, I would be standing firm for him. I would take the hit. I wouldn't. My ideology certainly matters. But if somehow in this country Biden was legit, and I mean, I get you. There are people out there going, Kevin, I just can't do it, man. I could not do it. Yeah, you would. As a conservative, you would stand firm for truth. If we knew definitively that Trump cheated, we would stand with Biden. Now, here's the thing. Trump doesn't have to cheat to beat Biden. And he didn't. I asked this question the other day. Isn't it strange how every time there's voter irregularities or anything like that, it's always in favor of President Trump? We just found new ballots. I'm gonna talk about this in a minute. We found more of this. We found more of that. And every time they find these ballots, you guys got that story? Yeah, pull that up for me. Every time they find these ballots, they favor Donald Trump. Here's one. So Georgia found like 2,600 votes and Trump got another 800 votes. Well, guess what? Surprisingly, they found another 3,000 uncounted ballots in conducting an audit. As the hand tallying continues, officials in Fayette County unearthed 2,755 ballots that had not been included in the original count. There was an issue that we noticed that more people in the absentee ballot filed for voting in person in Fayette County than was in the actual reporting. It was discovered today for certain because of the audit. We found this. They want us to believe. See, they're trying to convince us they use enough ballots that Trump can't overturn Georgia. Let me tell you, there isn't a southern state on the planet that Trump didn't win. But anyway, they can't overturn them, but enough for you to go, oh, well, they see they overturned more ballots. And when Trump comes up just a few hundred votes short, then they can certify and say, well, look, we found all these discrepancies and we got them, and Trump still lost. See, they want to nickel and dime us to make us believe that they're really trying to do this. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. Meanwhile, the Dominion people were there going, let's push a button. John James in Ohio, a guy I know, spoke to John before his election, helped him fundraise, asked him if he needed me to come up. I was willing to help him in any way. John James got cheated out of a Senate seat in Illinois by Dominion. Guarantee you. And I don't know if it's going to get overturned. We got a clip of Sidney Powell talking about it. We'll play it here in a bit. But how many elections did the Democrats go, we need to win this one? Now we're in this runoff in Georgia. It's 48-49, I believe, is the number. So this next vote, this Georgia vote, is huge. And, of course, we're fundraising for it. You guys have probably heard the commercials running now, because we got to help make sure that this particular race goes to Purdue. I think it's Purdue, or it's not Doug Collins, is it? Whomever. It's got to go Republican, right? And that's where we are. For me, this is fun times watching all this develop. It's fun times because I believe that the good Lord is going to out what needs to be outed here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a Reuters poll this week showing over 37 million American voters reject the 2020 election as filled with fraud and irregularities, transparency in recount states would be the priority. It is not, as election officials in Georgia and Michigan will not show observer signatures or ballot certifications, among other complaints. Two Michigan Republicans who reversed course and voted to certify the election results in the state's most populous county Tuesday now say they were pressured to certify the election and want to resend their votes. Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and William Hartman filed affidavits Wednesday night saying they had been threatened and claimed Democrats on the board reneged on their promise to seek an audit of votes from Detroit. They say over 70% of mail-in ballots have irregularities that Michigan election officials are trying to hide. Jonathan Kinloch, the board's vice chairman and a Democrat, says it's too late for Palmer and Hartman to rescind their votes. USA Radio News. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court said Wednesday it will take up an appeal by President Trump's campaign challenging thousands of mail-in votes cast in Philadelphia that were missing information on return envelopes. Operation Warp Speed COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna could be ready for distribution within weeks. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar tells CNBC the defeat of COVID-19 started last January.
10 months later, after we've supported the R&D program, we stood up manufacturing, commercial-scale manufacturing of Moderna. 10 months later, we've got this incredible data, 90% plus effectiveness, relatively clean safety profile. It's just a historic day in public health.
States and territories are preparing to begin distributing the vaccine within 24 hours of receiving FDA approval. With news that the FAA was clearing the Boeing 737's MAX to return to the skies, it prompted a positive reaction in Renton, Washington, where the plane is assembled. Renton City Councilmember Randy Corman said, "It's definitely a reason to celebrate." USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Prominently, Sidney Powell said they have evidence that certain voting software was rigged and that millions of ballots were changed from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. That is a shocking claim, but we do not dismiss it out of hand. We're dealing here on the left with people who support third trimester abortion and BLM riots. So clearly they have no limits by definition. What wouldn't they do? On the other hand, those are very serious charges, and you'd better have evidence if you make those charges. And of course, we were not going to endorse that story before we see the evidence ourselves. We asked you to see that evidence. We haven't yet received it. If it exists, we will see it soon. There's a timeline on this. In Pennsylvania, the deadline to certify the election results is November 23rd. That's a week from today. So legitimate claims of fraud will be proven by then, or they won't be. Right now, though, what's interesting is the total unwillingness of anyone in power even to entertain the idea that there might be something wrong with any of the election software that was used 2 weeks ago.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Tucker Carlson's about to dig into this, prove that it is indeed a bipartisan issue. And as I said earlier, only a brain-dead freaking moron would believe that our elections have been fair and above board. They haven't been for decades. The KevinJacksonShow.com is what you're listening to. 844-551-8255. Shot callers. Elitists, people in power, have been determining who gets what, when, and where. It's not about money. It's not about your vote and the sanctity thereof. It is not about any of that. It's who decides at an elite level who gets the keys to the kingdom. Why do you think AOC is so depressed right now? Angela Ocasio-Cortez. She just figured it out. She figured out that she has no power, that at any time somebody can flip switches and she's gone. That's why she's depressed. The reason why you get to D.C. and you pucker up, you put on your lip gloss, you pucker up and get on your knee pads, is because people are telling you, you think you won, we let you win. Your reason why we call it a machine, the Democratic machine, the Republican machine, is because the machine determines who gets what and when. Not us. Doesn't matter which side of the fence we're on. We just happen to be on the side of the guys who are a little better. But you know what it took to straighten them out?
DJT, Donald J. Trump. Because if you think McConnell, if you think Andrew McCarthy, if you think these people were going to correct themselves, you're out of your mind. What politics needed was a wake-up call, and it is one guy who's doing it. Now, look, I'm not naive. I'm not one of these. He isn't Jesus. Trump's not Jesus, but he's the closest thing politically to it that you can get. He's a billionaire that doesn't have to care. Why do you think I wrote the piece, Why America Needs a White Republican President? They need somebody that has to fight against the idiocy of the left. I said a rich white Republican president has to have enough money to say, I don't give a crap what you say, and is willing to fix it. And Donald Trump is that guy. So now you've got leftists that are running around going, this is, what are you talking about, voter fraud? This is not even possible, and all this. And I told you guys earlier in this broadcast, and I've been telling you for the last few days, every Democrat on the planet knows Joe Biden and the Democrats have cheated up to this point. They all know it. Here's Tucker explaining that the Democrats have been talking about the Dominion voting systems and all these other voting systems for a long time.
What's weird about that is that worries about election software are not a conspiracy theory, and they're not even partisan. They are long-standing, and they have been widely aired. 4 years ago, CNN told us that scientists were convinced there might have been hacking of the software in the 2016 election.
Some computer scientists are privately urging her campaign to ask for a recount in several crucial Rust Belt swing states. Why is that? Because they say Clinton got fewer votes than she should have in critical counties that used specifically electronic voting machines. And those scientists say that there could be a pattern there and that this is potentially explosive, indicating those machines could have been manipulated or hacked.
So, to be totally honest about it, a lot of Trump voters laughed at that. I think we laughed at it at this show. Either way, the Democrats never proved that it happened, but they remain deeply concerned about election software. Just last year, several leading Democrats in the Senate, moderates including Amy Klobuchar and Mark Warner of Virginia, sent a letter to the three largest vendors of election systems in our country. Those companies included Election Systems and Software, Dominion Voting Systems, Inc., and Hart InterCivic. The letter the senators sent read this way, quote, "The integrity of our elections is directly tied to the machines we vote on, the products that you make. There has been a lack of meaningful innovation in the election vendor industry, and our democracy is paying the price." Republicans, we should say, shared that concern. Just last year, examiners to the Texas Secretary of State rejected the idea of using Dominion voting systems in Texas. They raised concerns about whether the system was, quote, "safe from fraudulent or unauthorized manipulation." For the past 3 years, Democrats lined up on television to warn exactly that. They said we could be minutes away from a full-scale hack of our democracy itself.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
In Arizona, malware was installed in the state elections website. Voters in Georgia and Texas saw electronic voting machines deleting votes and switching them to other candidates.
Our election system and our digital infrastructure are still exceptionally vulnerable to attack. Unsecured machines that might as well have the words scrawled on them, "Please hack me, comrade," in Russian.
Russia. So try to put aside the Russia nonsense. Nothing, by the way, no lie in our lifetimes has so thoroughly degraded confidence in our systems, done more to make the population paranoid and afraid than the Russia lie. And people should be held accountable for that. If they haven't been, they should be. But the point here is that Democrats have been warning about electronic election fraud for a long time, long before Donald Trump showed up. In 2014, for example, the left-wing outlet Vox tweeted that, quote, 68% of Americans think elections are rigged.
What we are providing today in this lawsuit is that many of these votes were improperly cast. we are presenting today in our formal contest that there are north of 15,000 people who voted in Nevada and another state. We are presenting that people voted in people that had already done a change of address and left the state outside of the 30-day requirement, their ballots were still cast. We are also presenting dead voters.
No secret here, folks. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to right now. No longer the Tucker Carlson piece of the program. And there's a rumor Tucker may leave Fox or something. I was talking to somebody about it, and I said, Tucker's not leaving Fox. Tucker makes $5 million a year to talk every day, to do things that come so natural to him. This is the easiest gig Chuck Tucker's ever had. And he's good at it. And regardless of the direction that Fox goes, would you give up $5 million to go work for one of these fledgling? Look, I like the fledgling networks, OAM, America's Voice, Newsmax, and others that are coming up, Crave. I like them. I know all the management team. I know the president of every one of these organizations. But I'm here to tell you, none of them can compete right now. They will be. They will. There'll come a day where Tucker will have the ability to say, okay, I want to move, and the money will be in those networks, and people like myself will then pursue it. But it isn't right now. Tucker's not leaving. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. So in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Trump has supposedly gotten these two losses, right? Because Pennsylvania's got to certify, and the Michigan AG just certified the elections and something else. I can tell you point blank, they will both be overturned. While I just play for you, all these Democrats know the cheat is in, the vote counts all over the country, screwed up, messed up, and they pretend that they're winning. Enjoy your temporary wins. And it was funny because Trump got Michigan to stop. And the left pretends that Trump was celebrating. He's not celebrating anything. He's doing what is his job. But wait until that gets overturned. And this all ends up in the Supreme Court because everybody, all my friends are asking me, Kevin, where's it going to go? I don't know. I don't have the answers. But I know this fraud is not going to stand.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistant programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lots to discuss today. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We got a lot to discuss. Know that Team Trump won't rest. No matter what the Democrats throw at him, he will fight. He will fight harder. He will claw. He will have DNA under his fingernails. You get what I'm saying? Glad you guys are with me. It's KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. On the show, when you call, there is no voicemail. I think we're trying to figure out how to get it set up. Some of you will call and go, is this the Kevin Jackson Show or whatever? It is. It's us. just leave your message and we'll definitely respond. It will, if you want to be on the show, let me know. We'll get you on, or, you know, we can, there's lots of stuff I'm willing to do. It takes a little bit of orchestration. One guy called me, says, Kevin, you keep calling that guy Andrew McCarthy, the speaker, the minority whip. Yeah, his name is Kevin McCarthy, and I call him Andrew McCarthy because I'm one of those kids that grew up with the Breakfast Club and all that. You remember Andrew McCarthy, the actor? Yeah. Keep getting them mixed up. Pull the Joe Biden on you people. You know the deal. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy. And the guy goes, it's your name. And it's so true. It is my name. Oh, well, I'm going to make mistakes on this program. I own them. We're happy to own our mistakes over here. Anyway, thanks to those of you who are supporting the PAC. I hope you're hearing the commercials and donating to that, because we are fighting hard to get a senator in Georgia. And you can bet, man, this race will have a lot of scrutiny. This particular one won't be left to chance. Well, as it turns out, President Trump has made one of what I believe will be many moves coming up in the next week or so. And one of those moves was he fired his head of Department of Homeland Security Cyber and Infrastructure Security Agency called CISA. And the guy's name is Christopher Krebs. Now, Christopher Krebs recently made the most bonehead statement you can make. I don't even get it. Talk about a career-limiting move. And this is what makes me wonder, because here's the deal. When I heard that Trump fired him, I wondered if he was an Obama-era hangover. And he's not. Guy went to Antonin Scalia's law school at Georgetown. Now, he went to Georgetown, so you know he's been infected. Because you can't go to a school in D.C., a college in D.C., and not be infected with liberalism. But yeah, I was shocked to hear that this guy was not a holdover, not a legacy Obama guy. So, in his statement, what he said was, this election was the most secure in U.S. history. Now, he didn't just deserve to be fired. He deserved to get his butt kicked. You don't have to be bright. You don't have to be smart. This election had more fraud than any election in history, and that's saying a lot. Because let me tell you, the Democrats have cheated their entire lives. Since the invention of that party, they have looked for ways to cheat. When they weren't disenfranchising colored folks, they were threatening you at the polls, threatening your jobs, union guys threatening to beat you up. They unionized and said, if you vote for them, we will kick. I mean, the Democrats have pulled every dirty trick in the book when it comes to elections. They are the experts. We don't hold a candle to those clowns. How could Krebs possibly make such a statement in light of obvious evidence of vote tampering, voter harvesting, you name it, every trick in the book pulled, because there is no way, here it comes, yep, everybody listen to the Kevin Jackson show, here it comes, you got the drinking game going, there is no way Joe Biden is 10 million votes more popular than baby black Jesus Barack Obama during the 2008 election. No way. Obama got 69 million plus votes. And they want to tell you that Joe Biden got well into the 70 millions. That's just a lie. Joe Biden did not inspire the black vote. Donald Trump did. And they proudly voted for the man. This is exit poll information. This isn't Kevin Jackson conjecture. Now, we knew it was coming because we ran some tests and we knew it was. So how could Krebs make this statement? We were talking the other day about these Dominion guys. You got one of their main guys, the guy that was over their cyber stuff. voter integrity. I don't know what it was, but I forget his name. Like, anyway, I forget. But he's been scrubbed from the website of Dominion. Over 100 employees of Dominion have removed Dominion from their resumes. And Biden's transition team leader is in top management at the company that actually reports, you know, and measures the vote, counts the votes. But hey, these are the safest elections ever. Donald Trump losing. I mean, they've done, was it Dr. Sheba? Have you seen his video? He's done some looking into this stuff, and he says Donald Trump was losing momentum in Republican areas. He goes, it's not even possible. Republicans who were going to vote for Trump adore the man. Show me your Republican county. I show you people that voted overwhelmingly to the point that Donald Trump has registered almost 74 million votes. Because he is indeed 5 million votes more popular than Baby Black Jesus was in 2008. But Joe Biden isn't. It's insane. And so, we find ourselves looking at this stuff and pushing back. And the president pushed back. He pushed back against Krebs' asinine comment. He attacked, here's what he says, this highly inaccurate statement arguing there were mass he says there were mass improprieties and fraud in the election. Now, as if you need more evidence on why Krebs should be fired, understand that this is the guy who oversaw the election security effort to fight against foreign interference and fraud. Yeah, exactly. Whatever you're thinking, exactly. This is the guy that allowed voting machines from Dominion voting systems to have banned software and be used to count our votes. I think they're in 2,000 precincts. Do I really need to mention Seidel, another voting software company owned by a foreign entity that was created specifically to cheat in elections? But that wasn't Krebs' only role. He was also behind, get this, a rumor control website debunking election misinformation claims. Oh, the irony. But still, rhinos and other leftists immediately jumped President Trump. Look at him, man. By the way, let me just hasten to add real quickly. This is not the only carnage that will be suffered in this election. There will be lots of carnage. Anyway, former Republican Homeland Security Advisor Thomas Bossert said, Chris Krebs made America and our election system more secure. Thank you for your service, Chris. Well done. Do I really need to tell you that guy, Homeland Security Advisor Bossert, is not a real Republican and likely certainly is a rhino and probably is an Obama holdover? And then we can always count on Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska saying he obviously should not be fired. Unbelievable. This is insane what we are witnessing right now, what President Trump is going through. And here's the good news. I know he's going to fight. We're in the fight with him. We're raising money to be in the fight with him. I can honestly tell you, I'm not sitting on the sidelines. So given all this, I'm telling you, this man needs to pull this out. He needs to pull it out. Not because I want to win. It isn't, oh, man, I just need to win. I do want to win. I love how the economy was going. I love the direction of the country. So I do want to win. But we need to show the left that they cannot cheat and get away with it. And we need to do it definitively.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.